This is The Home Run with Lee Dixon. We're live on iHeartRadio, the only audio streaming app you need. And it's time now to check in with Colin Wood from Full Life Pharmacy in Ulverston with Home Run Health Matters. Good afternoon to you, Colin. How's your day?
Good afternoon, Lee. Going well so far?
That's good. Now, many a holiday or a good day out with a family has been ruined by someone being affected by motion sickness. Now, if you've ever had it, you know what I mean. Now, Colin, have you ever had a problem with motion sickness at all?
Well, I think most people have a story to tell about becoming sick while they're travelling, and I guess this is different from the gastric problem of reflux, which we talked about last week, because I guess motion sickness is more a normal reaction to certain types of motion, strangely enough. So air sickness, car sickness, sea sickness are all basically the same thing, and regardless of the cause, the end result is the same. So the person sort of feels a bit pale, feels restless, and it gets a bit clammy skin and breaks out in a bit of a sweat and produces more saliva. Yeah. Then there's that nausea, and quite often can end up in vomiting as well if the motion continues on without respite.
No good. Now, some people brag that they never get motion sickness. Are some people more prone to it than others?
Yeah, about a third of the population are really highly susceptible to motion sickness. About a third of them sort of only get it very roughly, and then about a third don't get it very much at all, only under very extreme conditions. Also, I guess women are more susceptible than men in general terms, but obviously on an individual, it can be, you know, pretty much anyone.
I think try and read a book going through the elephant pass, then get back to us.
Now, that would be right, yeah.
Is there a reason motion sickness does occur?
Well, I guess motion is detection in your system is linked to your vestibular system, which is part of your ears, which is like a series of little tubes around your ear that help us with our balance. And motion sickness is thought to take place when there's a mismatch between the information that your brain receives from the balance mechanism and what your eyes actually see. So if you're in, you know, as you say, if you're reading a book and that's still in front of you when you're driving through the elephant pass, your brain detects all this motion, but in front of your eyes, it doesn't actually see anything moving. So that sort of confusion and mismatch is actually what leads to the motion sickness result occurring. So it's sort of a system to alert you when something's wrong.
Probably going off track a little bit, but is it a similar thing? Like when I'm on the computer and I scroll my mouse and the page moves, but my bum doesn't, it stays still on the chair, I sometimes spin out a bit. Is it a similar thing?
Yeah, it's a similar sort of thing. It's just confusion in the messages because your brain expects to see something or, you know, feel something that your eyes and the other senses are there as well. So, yeah, that's basically the same response. It's called, you know, making you feel a bit lightheaded when that happens.
Okay, so for people who are unfortunate enough to suffer with motion sickness, are they likely to always be that way, or can there be factors that influence whether or not you get motion sick?
Yeah, it can vary. Kids under the age of 12 tend to be most susceptible, and that generally reduces as they get past the age of 12 and get on a bit. And then once you get to about 50, generally it's less common than that as well, although I certainly would disagree with that on some occasions. I guess continuous exposure to a particular motion usually means you become sort of used to it, and that doesn't make you as seasick. And I guess if you're on a boat or something for like a cruise perhaps, it takes about 3 days for your system to adjust so that motion doesn't upset you anymore. Occasionally also, though, when you get off a cruise or something like that as well, you get back to land and the motion is different to what your body's become used to. So that can go the other way as well, that you feel a bit strange being back on land. So there are other things like hormonal factors such during pregnancy or menstrual cycle, perhaps even a new oral contraceptive or something for women can sometimes throw out your balance for a little while, and that may make you more or less susceptible to motion sickness. And I guess finally, if you have like a balance disorder that's involved with that vestibular system that I mentioned before, so if you had an ear infection or a migraine or something like that, that may make you more prone to motion sickness during those times.
That's interesting that you mentioned before that children under 12. I remember growing up, I had to sit in the middle seat in the back so I could see out the front window because I got crook in the car as well.
Yeah, well, that's right. And actually, you know, that's one of the strategies to deal with it, I guess, is changing positions in the vehicle and being able to see, you know, the outside so your body can sort of see the movement and that way your eyes match up with what your brain and your other senses are actually feeling. Fresh air is another one that some people quite often find is better because it just sort of revitalizes everything and makes you feel better. I guess depending on what you've eaten as well, some people after they've had alcohol, strong odours or greasy foods and spicy foods and things like that can also do it for you, make you more susceptible to motion sickness. you can get medication, take it as a prevention once you're motion sick, but it doesn't tend to work as well as if you take it before it actually starts. And as you mentioned before, looking down at a book and things, if you stop doing that, generally you can overcome it that way as well.
So what about the after effects? Do most people recover quickly after they've been affected by motion sickness, or can it hang around?
Yeah, well, certainly if you stop the motion, that starts the recovery, if you like. But I guess the danger is dehydration and perhaps low blood pressure can occur afterwards. So making sure you rehydrate, especially if you've had to throw up, is really important to make sure that the motion sickness moves on quickly. If it's after you've had other medication or you have the motion sickness after you've had medication, it may not absorb properly. So you just need to be a little bit careful with afterwards. After you're motion sick, if you're taking medication, the absorption of it might change, so you need to be careful there.
Right. Now, let's get to the bit. Everybody's hanging on. You mentioned preventative medication. So yeah. What should people take, and do they actually work?
Well, there's various different research being done on this. For longer trips, so more than 8 hours, actually NASA in the USA has done some testing for their astronauts on this, and they found that something called promethazine, people might know it as Phenergan, it used to be known as Avil as well. There's a few other different brands around. That seems to be the best for long-term, longer trips to help with travel sickness. And if you take it about 2 hours before you go, it can actually cause some tiredness though. So if you take it actually the night before and then maybe just before you go, that tiredness isn't as big a factor. That's usually the best thing. Some people take hyoscine as well, which is another one for shorter trips, and that just helps to switch off, if you're going out sailing for a couple of hours, so the hyoscine works really well for that. Or sometimes there's some preparations which have a combination of those two things, which can help to reduce the side effects but actually still help with the motion sickness. There's a few other things. Some people take diazepam, which is like a relaxant if they're really nervous about flying, which causes them nausea. For people who can't take medication because they're either pregnant or on other medication, ginger is a natural option which helps to prevent the onset of motion sickness. It only works quite short-term though, so you usually need to keep taking that every couple of hours or so. You may have seen wristbands, some people using wristbands that help with acupressure. There's no real evidence that they work, but for some people they find that they work really well. And I think if you find something that works for you, then you should just stick to it and do it each time that you think you're going to get travel sick.
Good advice. And as we like to wrap up, ask your pharmacist. Colin Wood, Full Life Pharmacy, Iverson, cheers for your time today, and we'll catch you in a week.
Great. Thanks, Lee.
This is The Home Run.